The Uncoupling by Meg Wolitzer, narrated by Angela Brazil. I tell a tale of an unusual enchantment that made women turn away from their men. O Eros! This spell entranced the young ones, glued to their mirrors, the ones in the middle of life, glued to their duties, and the old ones, glued to air. Why did these gentle women withdraw so swiftly, without mercy? Do not cast judgment upon them. They knew not what they were doing, or what had been done to them. Their refusals were made in blindness, in innocence, and in bed after bed after bed. Part 1. Chapter 1. People like to warn you that by the time you reach the middle of your life, passion will begin to feel like a meal eaten long ago, which you remember with great tenderness. The bright points of silver, the butter in its oblong dish, the corpse of a chocolate cake, the leaning back in a chair at the end, slugged on the head and overcome. Dory Lang had always thought there was a little cruelty in such a warning. It was similar to how, when she had a baby, people always tried to clue her in on what they were sure would befall her. Once, long ago, Dory and her infant daughter were riding a bus in the city when an old woman leaned over and said, "May I tell you something, dear?" She had a kind face full of valleys and faults. Dory imagined she was about to describe the baby's beauty, in particular the curve of the mouth, and she made her own mouth assume a knowing, pleased modesty. But what the woman said, leaning even closer, was, "You will never have another day in your life that is free of anxiety." There was a little private pleasure to be taken in the fact that